Okay, first, thank you, Pa, for giving me this opportunity to be here with you. And today, I feel that I would like to share with you another way of meditation. I know you have practicing mindfulness meditation or insight meditation for many, many years. Why not today we try something new? if you are okay. So maybe I should share with you mindfulness of breathing, Anapanasati, the concentration practice. If you study Sutta, you get to know concentration practice is highly recommended to develop wisdom. The cause, the proximate, the near cause for wisdom is concentration. As Buddha said, a concentrated mind sees things as they really are. So for the first half an hour, I would like to teach you how to practice concentration. Is it okay? Okay. And so this Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, the object is in-breath and out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And we have to focus our attention under the nostril or in front of the face. Either one, under the nostril or in front of face. Why two? Why two ways? Because some people, when they keep the attention under the nostril, close to the skin here, they feel tension. Tension on the temple here, tension on the skin. So for such type of person, keep the attention a little bit far away from the nostril will be good. So when you keep your attention under the nostril or in front of you, then mindfully you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Mentally you say, breathing in, breathing out, or in breath, out breath, or breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. After a few seconds, the mind goes off. The mind goes off because the mind is very difficult to tame. It won't listen to you. So when the mind goes off, for mindfulness practice, how you handle with the mind, how you handle with the wandering thought, how you handle it. For mindfulness practice, for you bring back to the breath, but this is not for my mindfulness practice, right? For insight meditation, usually we don't bring back to the breath. For insight meditation, we just note this wandering mind until it disappears, right? But for concentration practice, we ignore it. When the thought arises, we don't pay attention to it. Bring the attention back to the breath, as you say. This is for concentration practice. So then continue breathing in, breathing out. And one important point you should remember is don't follow the breath. When you breathe in, the breath tends to go up to the head. When you breathe out, the breath tends to go down to the abdomen. Don't follow the breath up and down. If you follow the breath up and down, your mind is constantly going up and down. You cannot develop very deep concentration. Therefore, you have to keep your attention in one place only, just one place. Don't move your mind up and down. Don't follow the breath. Okay? So when the mind wanders off, know it. Mindfulness, know it. Then bring back. Bring your attention back to the breath. Continue breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. After 30 minutes, another pain sensation, another sensation arise in the body, then what should you do? Ignore, right? Ignore it. Forget it. Ignore it. Your mindfulness should not go into the sensation in the body. Why? Because we are going to practice pure concentration. It means we only have one single object, which is your breath. Except apart from breath, you should not pay attention to any objects. Whether it's a good object, bad object, all should be ignored. And keep your attention with single object, the breath. Only then the concentration will develop. So ignore whatever thoughts, ignore whatever sensation arise in the body. Put aside everything, just keep your attention on the breath. Okay. Then you breathe, try to breathe naturally. Don't force your breath. No. If you force like that, your neighbor get very angry. Because his attention will go to your breath rather than his own breath. So you have to breathe naturally, no sound, silently. Okay? This is called natural breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Mentally note, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Again and again. And for beginners, we encourage you to count the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Breathing in, breathing out, three. Breathing in, breathing out, four. Breathing in, breathing out, five. Count up to five. Enough. If count too long, I think you may forget a number. Five, enough. Concentration is very difficult. It's not difficult. It's, how do you say? To develop concentration, it takes long time. It takes long time. But the concentrated mind is very powerful. Those who have psychic power are those who have concentrated mind. And the concentrated mind makes your mind very clear, extremely clear, radiant, bright, and so on. But the training is not an easy part. Therefore, you have to be very mindful of the breath. And forget everything, put aside everything, ignore whatever arises, ignore them, then just with the single object. And breathe naturally. Enjoy your breath. Don't force yourself. Don't force the breath. Don't purposely make the breath clear. Just breathe naturally. Okay. So the instruction is very simple. But when you put into practice, you will know how difficult it is to stay with one single object. Okay, let's start.